Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots
and a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
Cattle futures closed under significant pressure following Friday's double report day out of the USDA. We had two reports on Friday afternoon. We had the USDA cattle on feed report and also the USDA inventory report. Both of those reports are relatively large ones. Of course, the cattle on feed was considered negative. On feed as of July 1st was 104%. The average guess was 103. Placements were the big negative part. They were 116, so 16% larger than this month last year. And we were looking for about 107, so placements were 9% larger than expected. That's pretty bearish on down the road in terms of cattle going into the feedlot. We'll have to come out at some point. And then marketed was right in line with expectations of 104%. Now, inventory expectations were looking for 1.5% to 2% larger than last year. Now, there are some timing differences because we did not have a report 1 year ago, so there was a little bit of discrepancy there in terms of 104% of what, but the inventory number was 104%. We have 103 million head, but that was considered bearish overall, and then that led us to the down move today with August live cattle and feeder cattle both closing down sharply.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Some rain fell in areas of the Corn Belt, and that led to pressure today. Beans were the weakest contract, down about 12 cents November at 10.09 and 3 quarters, about 11 off the lows. Corn futures ended up the day down 3 cents, and then the wheats down 8, and in Chicago down 7 to 7.5 cents in the Kansas City. So across the board there. Cotton ended up 10 to 15 cents lower here to finish the day, December at 68.25, about 40 cents off of their low. This afternoon, we have a crop progress and condition report. Early estimates for the crop progress are to see a little bit of a decrease in the good to excellent categories for the corn and for the soybeans. The average guess for corn condition is 63%. Last week, it was 64% good to excellent. They say that if you have a 70% good to excellent, that should give us a trend line yield, but a 63% good to excellent number is considerably less than that. And then across the corn and bean belt, we're hearing various reports from farmers up there. It looks like some people are very happy with their crop, and then others saying there is no crop. So it's kind of a tale of two different crops here for corn and beans. Winter wheat harvest at 84% complete. That's up 9% on the week.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.